think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move on to another case here that also involves mental health. A Kentucky sheriff walked into a judge's chambers, locked the doors, and fired 9 rounds into the man that he'd known for years. That part was caught on camera. But according to newly filed civil lawsuit documents, the 2 weeks leading up to that moment looked like a textbook mental health crisis. And almost everyone around Mickey Stein saw it happening. Rapid weight loss, days without sleep, paranoid claims that unnamed people were threatening his family. And the day of the shooting, witnesses say he was making phone calls trying to reach his grandmother, who'd been dead for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we talk about warning signs, about intervention, about what happens when someone spirals towards violence in plain sight. This case hands us a brutal case study. Psychotherapist Siobhan Scott is here with us to help break all this down. The court documents describe Steins as experiencing severe insomnia, the rapid weight loss, extreme paranoia, and the very strange behavior. In the 2 weeks prior to the shooting, from a clinical standpoint, what is that constellation of symptoms suggest to you might be happening?
Acute psychotic mania. It is classic mania. And this can happen in people who are typically high functioning. They're not, you know, the low functioning person with schizophrenia, you know. It can come on quickly. There may have been a history of it or there may not have been. Did he have the classic bipolar disorder with episodes of depression? And sometimes the depression can be relatively mild. But that would be my guess, because the insomnia, the weight loss, the paranoia, the psychotic thinking, the disorganized behavior, this guy needed to be in the hospital. He needed to be psychiatrically hospitalized. And I can't imagine that any trained mental health person would not have seen this and flagged it and said, we need to get him inpatient. Well,
and here's what took place, allegedly. According to the folks around him, there had been a lot of people that were noticing this. One of the attorneys in the courthouse there even contacted their bar association going, what do I do with this sheriff? There's something's not right going on here. Some of his staff allegedly even went with him to his general practitioner. He said, I'll go to the doctor. You know, as everybody says when someone, let me go to the doctor. Then you go to your general care physician, who's not remotely qualified in most cases to be delving out mental health advice. But people don't know this. This is just like kind of a common misconception, amazingly, but it is. And then if you're not going to your general care physician, and when they're asking you, you know, are you having psychotic delusions? Are you doing this? Are you depressed? Are you anxious? And your answer is no to every single one of those things. Mm-hmm. It's not a whole lot one can do. Now, is there?
Mm-hmm. I would love to live in a world where physicians all had more training in how to spot mental health disorders. And it's another important thing, you know, when he went to the doctor, did he just go in alone?
Yeah.
Because you're right. He's not going to necessarily self-report how bizarre his behavior is.
He might even be aware of it because he's thinking.
He's not aware. He's thinking he's fine. And so this is where I always encourage people who are noticing the behavior, make sure you talk to the doctor. You give the information. Even if they can't, because of HIPAA, they can't talk to you back, you can always call and say, you know, the sheriff is coming in. Let me give you a heads up on what has been happening. So that can cue the doctor like, oh, we do need to call the mental health crisis folks here, because this is just a tragedy, absolute tragedy, because Sheriff Steins was probably a great guy until he lost his mind here. Now, the other thing I'll throw out, this kind of crisis can also happen. We see a lot of it with meth use. And so a person who has a very good brain can do a bunch of meth and they can have a manic, terrible paranoid manic psychotic episode. I doubt that that's what happened here, because I've also seen it happen in just people where something goes wrong biologically and this is what happens. But it's something that you definitely need a professional to get their eyes on them right away and get them in a safe place and definitely get the guns away from them.
Well, and I feel like law enforcement has an even higher responsibility. You've got people who have weapons in their hands.
Yes.
If you're seeing something like this, something needs to be done immediately for everybody's safety.
Definitely.
I want to talk about, you had mentioned Matthews, and again, that's not part of the case or anything like that. I mean, it's an observation, you know, of this sort of behavior. But what about other triggering events, stressors, anxiety? What we do know of what was going on in this man's life was that there had been depositions that were being given in another case involving improprietary, use of the judge's chambers. There was allegations of sexual improprieties, of SA, of all sorts, not necessarily against the judge directly or the sheriff, but people within their ecosystem, people that they worked with, people that they were in charge of. One of Mickey Stein's subordinates was already facing charges, already had been charged with this. And there's been a lot of allegations swirling that there was a lot of shady sexual shit going on in that court with some of those people. I'm not saying that these people were involved, but it seemed to be quite a stressful moment, to put it lightly, in these people's lives. And it all seemed, the behavior seemed to be stemming out of those depositions and out of being put on the spot to try and take accountability or say what he knew about those sort of situations. Could things like that, if these sort of things are coming to light, could that trigger an episode or something like this where he's, you know, he's calling his dead grandma?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because yes, it's not common, but in somebody who's got, let's say, the biological vulnerability, they've got a sensitivity in their neurobiology to this kind of thing, extreme stress can set off a manic episode. So it's possible that that was one factor, because a lot of times it's not just one thing. You've got several things all together. The other thing that can set it off for people with this tendency is international travel and time zone changes can set it off. We also see more of this kind of thing happen in summer. And so that's an area of research that is, it something about the change of seasons where you'll see more people have breaks, psychotic breaks like this. So I think there are a lot of environmental factors that are unique and different for every person. But I have a client who's a bipolar, and she's very, very stable and on all the right medications and lives an effective life. You know, she functions well. But if they take a trip and she goes through a time zone change, she has learned she has to increase her medication because it can trigger a manic episode on vacation. And so this is the fascinating thing about the brain, is how it can go haywire. And
just theoretically speaking here, because this is a whole, you know, all of those allegations are out in the ether. Let's just for example, let's say the following scenario is true, and I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying, if you knew that there was some sexual improprieties going on within your office, maybe you had something to do with it. Maybe some shit was going to come out on you or someone very close to you in the very near future that was going to completely upend, destroy, ruin your life, reputation, and everything around you. That might be one of the biggest stressors anyone could ever feel in their lives, which I would think would be somewhat of a triggering factor. When I'm looking at this case as a whole, that's kind of what I'm seeing. I mean, again, we don't know all those. There's so many allegations there, and that can be litigated in its own world. But if that is the impetus of all of this, is all this coming out, and then this is what triggered this, it kind of makes for the perfect storm in some cases.
Yeah, it is a perfect storm. It can definitely be from an extreme stressor, and so that's a certainly plausible explanation. Another time that we see it happen a lot is in boot camp for you know, young men who maybe have no symptoms of mental health problems, but they've got some vulnerability. They're sensitive and they're in boot camp, and all of a sudden, because of the lack of sleep and the intense pressure they're under, that's a high risk time, and so they can have a psychotic break.
Don't all minds have a breaking point at some place? I mean, under a certain amount of stress, couldn't any of us break to the point of thinking we're going to call our dead grandmother? I mean, if you're under, I can't imagine, I can't imagine being in the situation that Steins might have been in, if all that is true, and then trying to function in any way, shape, or form. I just wonder, you know, once one gets to that point, then things start going haywire. Are there different levels of the delusions here, of the psychotic, behavior that was going on? Because you have the part where he's talking about, you know, being paranoid for the safety of his wife and children, having his wife put on a bulletproof vest, that sort of stuff. Okay, that's paranoia. That's a lot of anxiety there. But then you go to calling dead people. That seems to be like another level.
It is another level. And I think all humans have breaking points when it comes to how much stress can we take. And all of us on this show have probably had a point where we felt like, I'm cracking here, you know, just because stress affects people. That's normal. And that's not really a mental health condition in any way, although it can feel like it at the time. But what people usually experience people who don't have a vulnerability to psychosis usually experience tearfulness. They can't get out of bed. They go into a major depression. They start panic attacks are very, very common. When we say somebody's having a nervous breakdown, a lot of times it's crying. They can't stop panic attacks. And, you know, I often say going through grief, people are tearful. But if you're crying for 3 days, you know, straight and you can't stop, you know, this is, you're having a mental health crisis. And so going into psychosis is, I don't think, something that everybody does. That's, mm-hmm. that's, you know, and again, it may mean they've never had that symptom before. So you don't know, do you have a vulnerability to that?
Well, and it doesn't help to have people, you know, saying, snap out of it, you know, deal with
right.
it. What do you do if you are in that situation? What do you do? Maybe you've had something really stressful happen and you're going down that path. What do you do?
Yeah, yeah, that's where you call someone like me. If you can't get in to see a therapist right away, again, going back to the community mental health crisis line, give them a call. There's the national, is it 911, the national, you know, psychiatric support.
Well, the 988.
988, thank you. 911, yeah, you don't have to, although you can call 911,
sure.
but call 988 if it's just an emotional kind of thing, because sometimes just having someone to vent to and someone to talk about the stress can de-escalate it a lot. And so call the helpline. The other thing people can do if let's say, you know, I've seen this many times, they're hyperventilating, they're shaking, they feel like they're having a heart attack, you can go into an emergency room. And emergency room staff are supposed to be trained how to, you know, screen for a mental health emergency, get the social worker in to talk to someone and try to do referrals for ongoing support. If there's a local psychiatric hospital that has any openings that you can get somebody in, often they go from an emergency room into an inpatient psychiatric facility if they're really, really, you know, in bad shape. So that's sort of, you know, kind of the chain that you can follow. If it's an acute emergency and you feel like the hotline isn't enough, because panic attacks are what really scare people. They think they're having a heart attack. And so the hospital emergency room, they can rule that out really quickly and tell you, no, it's a panic attack. But, you know, that's probably the fastest route.
Yeah. Well, there's so much with this case. There's so much with all of this. There's a civil suit that's been. We're learning a lot of these facts because of the civil suit, not the actual criminal trial that's coming up. A civil suit that's been filed by the widow of the judge against three of the staffers of the sheriff, basically stating, well, they should have warned the judge. And it sounds like they did everything they could. I mean, it really sounds like everybody saw something, said something. I get, you know, people want to find a villain here. People want to find, well, this could have been done. I don't know that this is the right route to take, to be suing staff members that, you know, for their superior when they were saying, hey, something's off here. They only have so much that they could actually legally do as well without putting themselves in some sort of danger.
And it's also complicated by the fact that he was the superior.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, he was the boss. He had the power. And I think if your supervisor, the sheriff, is the one that you're having to figure out how in the world do we navigate this, that's another layer of complexity for these people. And it does sound like they tried.
And navigate it with knowledge of all these allegations that are flowing around this big ball of wrong, of this sort of impropriety, that sort of impropriety, again, allegations, but all pieces that would be going through someone's mind of what do I say? What do I do other than he seems off? There's some like they're not his handler. They're not his babysitter. Mm-hmm. They don't need to go to every single person he's about to interact with and go, "Hey, by the way, he holds a gun. He has the potential to shoot you." Exactly. I think everybody kind of knows that. And then if they're going to sit around and wait for that, that's up to them. But the reality is, nobody knew he was going to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knew he was going to do this until that moment.
It was probably very, very impulsive on his part. Yeah.
They had had lunch together. I mean, everything seemed fine. And all of a sudden, guess what I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. The way it unfolded, it just screams that this was not something that was planned.
It seems like a bizarre lawsuit. I don't even know what to make of it. I mean, I can't imagine being the widow going through this shit. I can't imagine being the widow going through this shit and also hearing these allegations about my husband either floating around and trying to process that and go, is this real? He's gone. Mm-hmm. Can't answer for it. And you're just left with the, who do I believe? You know, that's that I can't imagine. So I don't want to be too harsh on her. I get everybody's trying to look for a villain here, but I don't think this is the path, in my opinion, in that route. We'll keep watching this. The trial is looking to be 2026. We'll follow it as it gets closer. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, thank you so much for being on and giving us your insight. As always, her book, Nightbird, available wherever books are sold. Get it. If you go right now to Amazon or whatever, you can probably get it in time for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to see you until after the holidays. So, happy holidays
to you. Happy holidays.
And thank you again for another wonderful year of being a very valuable contributor to this program, Siobhan.
This is always my delightful hour of the week. I love it. Such good questions.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of it. And thank you guys for being a part of it as well. We'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. You can always leave those anytime. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Until next time, for Siobhan, for Todd, for Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.